So we kick off the week in a rough day. So markets down 2.4%, not a big deal on the Dow. The NASDAQ was only down just about 1%, the S&P down about 1.75%. Not too bad. VIX was up a little bit. There was a little bit more negative trading. Obviously, volume was fairly heavy. Really, the markets hung in there pretty good in reference to what was happening in the oil industry. We saw May oil go into negative territory dramatically. It was a historical number. But look, most people in the market understand these are options. These are May numbers. These are speculators. Look, let me just put it real simple for you. If you're worried about oil, it's got little to do with oil stocks in and of themselves. As a matter of fact, some oil stocks were actually up today in the midst of all of this. So this isn't about your equity portfolio and energy. It is probably going to help put in a bottom, I would think, or very close to it. But look, this is all about inventories. I've been talking about this for a long time. There is no inventory. They've got commodity options. They're coming due for the May orders. Now, here's what happens. They pick the phone up and say, hey, where do you want us to deliver your oil that you own? Obviously, they don't want to take delivery on the commodity of oil. They can't. Here's the problem. There's nowhere to put it. There isn't any room. If you look at Cushing, Oklahoma, their capacity is 85 million barrels. They've got 61 million in there, and the rest is all spoken for. There's no room for the oil. There's no pipeline room. So speculators are panicking because what am I going to do? I can't take oil. I got to get rid of it. Get rid of it means get rid of it at any cost. If I got to pay somebody to take it, I'll get rid of it, but I got to get rid of it. That's what we saw. It's happened before in other commodity situations. So it really doesn't speak a lot about anything in the oil industry with the exception of demand. It is speaking to demand. In other words, there is no demand. Look, I can tell you that the June orders are going to be in the same situation. It's going to be very much what we just saw. Nothing's going to change much. And we're going to see that soon and more damage. So don't panic if you own oil stock. Hang in there. Stay tough because now, aside from all of that in oil, some of you own some pretty good oil stocks. Hopefully, you took heed a couple weeks ago when I tried to put some more quality in your portfolio. This is all going to be about quality right now in oil. It's not going to be about anything else. It's going to be about quality. Valerio, a couple of other really strong companies, they've got a lot of free cash flow. I don't know that they're going to be cutting their dividends. Maybe some of the smaller companies will. And have already. But look, I think that we've got to hang in. We should sit tight and wait. If you are ready to buy or fill your asset allocation model into energy, I would not do it at this point. Hold off. Leave it alone. Don't rush into it. It doesn't matter if buys look good. Don't rush into it. Leave it alone. You already own some. That's fine. Keep it. If you want to add to it, that's fine. Go ahead and do it. But if you don't own any, don't buy any. If you own some and want to buy more, don't do it. Hold off. Just wait. And do not buy anything but mid-cap and large-cap if you were to buy, even against my better wishes. We got to stay in the highest quality possible. You notice the markets weren't dramatically down. They were down 2%. Everybody on Wall Street understands. But let me tell you this. If you are an option trader and you think you're going to do all this commodity trading, I hear people call me. I never even address it. I can say, hey, do if you feel comfortable, do it. Let me tell you, there are people that lost their life savings yesterday. Lost their life savings. So make no mistake about it. It's money gone. This is an arena for professional commodity traders, option traders that know what they're doing, that understand. You know, there are still big mom and pop investors buying oil at the end of the day today, thinking that they were buying the futures market that oil was going to be trading at, and they thought they were getting a deal. They were still buying. They don't understand the markets. Stay out of what you don't understand. Anyway, hopefully that helps you a little bit. It's not really that complicated, although it might seem like it is. It isn't. So stay in the quality you're in. You're doing good. Keep your portfolio strong, full of quality. Keep that cash on hand because we're going to be buying here shortly. But the energy sector, as I said yesterday, is something that we've got to kind of put on hold for a while. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for all that you're doing. Keep praying about preborn and what God might have you to do. We've got that campaign going on. You're getting matched five times what you, if you contribute $28 for one ultrasound, it's going to end up being five ultrasounds. So what a blessing. But we hope you'll do as much as you can. We'd like to get this campaign finished before Mother's Day. That's our goal. So hopefully you can help us do that even sooner. Thank you for that. God has been so good. When I look at the giving, all I can think about is how you all are going to get blessed so much by the giving that you're doing. I hope that you'll keep Financial Issues strong. Continue to bless us in any way you can. But look, saving the life of even one baby is far more important than anything we're going to do here. And I would rather go out of business than for you not to save a few babies. So keep that in mind as we think about priorities, because I believe that's what God's intention would be. All right, we'll be with you in just a few hours. Have a great day. God bless.